This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Steps for Students is an organization hoping to discover new ways to meet the needs of every student. On July 1st, 2010, the Steps movement hit the road to walk and bike throughout British Columbia, gathering stories and ideas about the challenges faced by the provincial education system. The goal is to promote communication between various stakeholders, such as students, parents, teachers, administrators, community members, and the provincial government. Tulani Ackerman is a teacher in Prince Rupert and the founder of Steps for Students. She left Prince Rupert this morning to begin a cross-province trek for her cause. Tulani Ackerman joins us on the phone. Welcome back to People First Radio, Tulani.
Thanks for having me back on.
How did Steps for Students originate?
Well, it just originated, I guess, from over time in my head. It's been thinking about all the different challenges that we were facing in the education system, and I knew that I was frustrated. I knew the parents were frustrated. I know that, you know, students were teachers, so it just seemed like everybody was starting to hit their heads against the wall, and I knew that if we came together, we'd be able to find other effective ways to meet the needs of our students.
What were some of the challenges that led to this?
Well, some of the challenges that I was noticing was seeing the inspiration the kids to want to learn and, you know, trying to create that lifelong learner where even when they graduate in grade 12, they still want to continue to learn. Looking at the huge absenteeism, you know, we see from classrooms or the class sizes that were increasing. And there are loss of electives. So there's a lot of different things that were coming forward from other teachers and parents. And I thought, well, the only way that we're going to provide solutions for this is by coming together.
Tulani, the stated mission of Steps for Students is to create dialogue to move forward with action in each community and to begin creating the provincial education system that children deserve. Tell us more about the mission of this initiative.
Well, I just know that if we can, I usually tell people when we can drop our guns and start working together, then I know that we can find the education system for our kids that they deserve. So looking at different learning styles, being able to reach those kids. So Gardner's Intelligence, he has about 9 of them. There's other people that have done them also, but his states, you know, the different, whether it's musical or kinesthetic or logical, like linguistics. So all of our kids have so many different gifts, and I'm feeling like we need to take, from what I've spoke with other people too, is we need to take a look at personalizing curriculum so that we can start meeting the needs of all those children and reaching them.
The mission has 3 key segments. You mentioned the word dialogue, then you mentioned the word action, and then you talk about creating an education system. Where on that continuum, so to speak, is your work primarily taking place right now?
Well, right now we're definitely doing a lot of dialogue. So if people go onto my website, which is www.stepsforstudents.ca, there's a place where it says join the conversation. So in Prince Rupert, we had a dinner, and there's 3 questions we asked. What do we need to add to the curriculum? What needs to be, what could we get rid of? And what is one of the most important changes that somebody would like to see in their curriculum? So we had lots and lots of feedback from that. So that will be on the website. So people can start adding to what they feel. And there's a survey on there also that gives us an idea. And so right now we're getting a lot of the dialogue, but the action has definitely started within the last couple months of people coming out. We've done lots of walking in today. We had a huge number of people that came out this morning for our event, and there's still people walking 10 kilometers with us, and we have people that are going to be biking with us for about 100 kilometers today along the route.
Tulani, you mentioned joining the conversation and how you'd like other people to join you in this. You mentioned a survey, a petition, providing letter writing ideas, and inviting the contribution of individual solutions. Tell us more about how others have been participating a little further than joining you on your walk.
Well, what we've looked at is what I'd like to do, what we've been doing, is people have been providing their own solutions. So in each community, we're trying to create the dialogue. So my mother-in-law, who's driving with me, we're going to be interviewing people along the way in each community, and then we will also be having events. So all of that communication, it will be going with us to Parliament so that we can give it to the government and our Ministry of Education, saying this is what the province is stating. So people can be, you know, what I'm trying to do is get people to talk. I feel like we're at a state where people feel a little bit hopeless and have stopped talking. So that's what people can do, is just keep the conversation going, and we can, especially on my site, so I can take all that information with me.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Ashta today. Students, teachers, parents, and educators across British Columbia are facing many challenges in the current education system. A group called Steps for Students is inviting community participation in a dialogue about finding solutions that meet the needs of all students. Tulani Ackerman is a teacher in Prince Rupert and the founder of Steps for Students. Tulani begins a walking and biking trek today that will take her across the province this summer in an effort to raise awareness and create dialogue. Tulani Ackerman is on the phone with us from just outside Prince Rupert.
Tulani, you left Mariners Park in Prince Rupert this morning, and your goal today is to walk 10 kilometers, bike 100 kilometers, and to stay overnight at Cassix River. How has your progress been so far?
Pretty good. We've walked probably about six, and we're on schedule, so that's a good thing.
What was the send-off like from Prince Rupert?
Oh, it was incredible. We had some extremely inspirational speakers come forward and state how they felt, and a lot of two of them are actually retired teachers, and the passion and the feelings they had, you know, towards teaching, and also the hopelessness they had felt also in teaching. And so it was really incredible. We also had two elders that came forward and spoke and stated that they're about in their 80s, and they just said, you know, you're holding our dream. We don't have the energy to do it, but you have our dream. So I'm really hoping with this track that we're going to be able to regain confidence and hope in our public education system and start building it from the bottom up again. And, you know, whether that's transforming the whole system and looking at different ways, but just regaining that hope and confidence for parents who are pulling their kids out.
Tell us more about your route. Did you choose it specifically for the combination of walking and biking you'll be doing across the province?
Yep, I will be walking through the community so that all can be involved. I know some people don't have bikes, so I want to make sure whether they're a 2-year-old or they're 92 years old, they could come out and walk. And my route was, yeah, it was specifically chosen because I could have gone straight from Prince Rupert to Victoria and it would have been shorter, but to me, these are all of our kids. These kids just up from Prince Rupert aren't just kids that I, you know, speaking out for. All of us are speaking out for. These are all of our children, and we have a responsibility to take care of all of them, so I'm trying to collect as much data as possible. I couldn't go as far as I wanted to, but especially because I only had 2 weeks left in my summer, I have to go back and teach, so I was able to do as much as I could.
Tulani, how many people are with you right now as you speak with us?
Oh, it's probably about 12 people right now.
Wonderful.
Standing here.
You know, I think back to when you first appeared on People First Radio. That was in November 2008. A program that we did on bullying, and I think that you've done work in anti-bullying as well since that time.
I have.
We have a moment or two left for a little more detail about your initiative, and I'm wondering what kinds of events are planned in the communities along the route?
Well, we have one in Hazelton, and we have one in Smithers, one in the Cusp Trail, Nelson, Penticton, Surrey. And there should be one down in Metro Vancouver, and hopefully, I'm looking for somebody, hopefully, in Victoria that we can have a nice end. But in each of those communities, what we're doing is I'm going to be giving out questionnaires, I'm going to be giving out paper, and I just want as much data as possible, and I want people talking at these events. So basically, it's just collaboration together in each community, and so that's what the events are basically going to be looking like.
Now, according to your schedule, which is available online at your website, you'll arrive on Vancouver Island on Tuesday, August the 10th, and you plan to visit the legislature building in Victoria on Thursday, August the 12th. Now, you just mentioned that you're hoping to have something planned for Victoria. What do you anticipate will happen when you reach the legislature building?
Well, I know that we already have a good handful of people. There's people flying down from Prince Rupert. I have people coming from the Kootenays. I have people coming down from the island. So we already have a good group, and we're just basically going to be walking to the Parliament, and as a piece, you know, as saying, we're here to work with you. I'm not willing to blame. This is completely nonpartisan. And so I've actually spoke I've sent a letter to Gordon Campbell, and hoping that maybe he'll come out and meet me, and I can say to him, we have some information for you. Let's all work together. Let's find another way.
Now, Tulani, in the last moment or so here, is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today?
I just ask people to go on my website on stepsforstudents.ca and provide as much information as possible. And I'm asking people to go towards solutions and try and stay away from blame, because blame doesn't work. And as long as we all take responsibility, we will find a way to reach these children of our province and inspire that lifelong learning that we know that they can have. So I just welcome everybody along my journey, and I hope to see them.
Thank you very much for taking the time to join us on the phone today. It was very much appreciated, Tulani.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys. Nice speaking with you again. Bye.
Tulani Ackerman is a teacher from Prince Rupert, British Columbia, who is working to unite people to seek positive solutions to the many challenges facing students and educators. She is the founder of Steps for Students, and she's joined us on the first day of what will be a 6-week-long walking and biking trek across the province. During her trek, Tulani will participate in and invite dialogue about the education system from individuals and communities. You can find out more online at stepsforstudents.ca.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM. CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.